grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. In the Gospel of Matthew for this morning, Jesus puts before the crowds several parables. As a preacher, I have to say I felt like just one would have been plenty. But Jesus, in these parables again and again, comes at the issue of what is the kingdom of God? And so he tells them, the kingdom of God, the dominion of heaven, is like yeast that someone mixes into a small measure of flour. It's like a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, that grows into a great bush. And again he says, the dominion of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls and finds that one perfect pearl and then sells everything so that he could have it. Or it's like a net thrown into the sea, and they put some in the good in the baskets and others they threw out at the end of the age. Each of these descriptions of the kingdom of heaven, each of them are in many ways sufficient unto themselves and then yet not sufficient at all. Taken one at a time, it appears that the kingdom of God, whatever that is, whatever Jesus speaks of, is rare and hard to find. Well, we can understand that. Or it's something worth giving up everything for. Well, we can certainly understand that as well. It's that last one that's really hard. It's like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. And when it was full, they drew it ashore and sat down and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad, and so it will be at the end of the age. Angel will come and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then, somewhat hilariously, Jesus says to the disciples as they are gathered, "Have you understood all this?" And they say, "Yes." I would have had to raise my hand and say, "Well, maybe not so much. Jesus, I'm not sure I understand how the kingdom of God is going to be like that last one. You have just said, 'Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying great weight, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.'" Again and again, you talk about the power of God's love in our midst. And the saddest part of that last description of the kingdom of God is sometimes people say, "Look, you don't belong to the kingdom of God. You'll be one of the fish that gets burned. We want to be the judges," which is not what Jesus is after. I want to show you something. This was my mother's cane. It's not very pretty, really. It was from a piece of scrap from another project that I was working on years and years and years ago, and I thought, well, I should just at least try to see if I can make a cane. And so I took this piece of wood that was the wrong shape and not really a great piece of wood, and I cut out this rude shape and made some fun cuts in it and carved a little arrow in it for my mom so that she would remember which side goes down. And I gave it to her and I thought, well, she'll use it 2 or 3 times and it'll never get used again. It's just not that great. I was wrong. She loved that cane, even though it wasn't particularly pretty or nice or, frankly, all that practical for the most part. It wasn't that that comfortable to wear in her hand or use in her hand, but I remember one time she, before she needed it too badly, she was there at one of the stores, and she left it by the cashier, and I walked with her out to the car, and all of a sudden, she said, "Where's my cane?" It was at that minute that I realized that something that I had no value for or didn't really appreciate all that much meant a lot to her. Turns out we can misjudge what is worthy and what is not. What if this kingdom of God that Jesus is describing is not something that is just at the end of the age, but is something that is unfolding even now from the beginning of time? That this God, this Emmanuel, this presence, this angelic presence and creativity and love and power and compassion is unfolding in the world even as we live generation to generation. Begun but not quite finished. It certainly is something that's worth giving up our whole life or selling all that we have, as Jesus says, to the rich young ruler. Maybe it's like leaven, that just a little bit in a whole measure of flour changes its character. Leavens the whole batch and makes it worthwhile and suitable for creating bread. What if it's that kind of unexpected unfolding of God's creativity and love even in our midst? Maybe we won't get it. Maybe we won't participate in it. Maybe we won't understand it. Maybe we won't be as compassionate or loving or caring or developed. Maybe we will be apathetic. Maybe we'll just be tired. But the kingdom of God will continue to unfold around us. And we will need metaphors and images to better understand what Jesus is looking for and through in us. What if it turns out that the kingdom of God is like none of these things and all of them at once? What new metaphors will we need to spur our thinking and our faith as the kingdom of God unfolds around us? What if it's not meant to be taken literally, but spiritually? And fully and powerfully as images of God's presence unfolding before our every feet. What if it's transforming us even now? The kingdom of God is like